The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. My co-host, Dr. Carol Smith, is out of town on business today, so I'll be taking the show. And today we have a very interesting topic. It's the Women, Infant, and Children's Program, and we're going to hear all about it. I did some research online to take a look at their mission statement. And it says to safeguard the health of low-income women, infants, and children up to age 5 who are at nutrition risk by providing nutritious foods to supplement diets, information on healthy eating, and referrals to health care. We know that adequate and proper nutrition is essential for health and wellness, especially in babies who are in a critical growth phase. And we also know that food insecurity is an issue in Ulster County because, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation County Health Rankings, 18% of children in Ulster County live in poverty-designated households. And even though breastfeeding is scientifically and medically proven to be the best and most nutritious means of feeding an infant, only about 60% of infants in Ulster County are breastfed. And in our most recent county health assessment survey, over 25% of Ulster County respondents define themselves as some degree of food insecure, meaning they could not afford adequate food to meet their family's needs. And so I think that this program is going to be really interesting in our in the overall context of community health and wellness. And today, our guest is Morgan Almquist. Morgan is a registered dietitian and New York State certified dietitian nutritionist with 15 years working in the field of nutrition in both acute and long-term care, as well as community-based organizations. She is currently the Ulster County WIC program coordinator. Welcome, Morgan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. And Morgan, can you offer our listeners a little background on the WIC program, what it is and how it got started, and given your expertise in nutrition, why it's so vitally important?
Sure. The full name is the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. It was started in the early 70s following a nutrition survey that identified some key nutrients that were lacking in the diets primarily of low-income families, including protein, vitamin A and C, calcium, and iron. The first WIC clinic started in 1974, and it's been expanding ever since. Unfortunately, we still see food insecurity now in 2017. And I think one concern that we see right now, even in obese children, is malnutrition. I think that you often see a child, especially, that looks well-nourished, possibly overweight, and maybe even in the parent's mind, they're healthy because they're overweight, and in reality, they could be deficient in certain key nutrients and be eating a diet that's really lacking in nutrient-dense foods. They're eating a lot of empty calories, and so that's why what we offer at WIC, part of our mission is to provide supplemental nutritious foods to our participants, which we do with a pretty extensive list of foods that we offer to our participants. We really give them a nice foundation to build nutritious foods at a low cost. We provide things such as milk, canned beans, whole grains. We have milk alternatives, tofu, lots of fruits and vegetables, peanut butter, things that they can really build build on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we know that really that nutrition doesn't equal the quantity of food, as you alluded to. It really is how nutritious that food is, what the nutritional value is there. And we certainly know that child obesity in the nation and here in Ulster County is a big problem, and one that really needs to be addressed, and that we've been working on in the health department and throughout our community. Can you tell us how exactly the WIC program works in terms of how does this nutrition enhancement manifest in actual day-to-day or in the services that you provide?
It is a nutrition education program. I think many people go into it thinking perhaps that we're just offering formula when we really give these great food packages. We wholeheartedly promote and support breastfeeding. And we see our participants four times a year at least. So we really build a nice rapport and relationships with our families. We often see mothers, prenatally and follow their children until the age of five. So it's really a nice opportunity to get to know families, to make sure they have the referrals that they need. We provide hematological and anthropometric resources. That's part of our certification process. We're no substitute for a doctor visit, however.
So what do those two words mean?
I'm sorry. We do heights and weights.
Oh, okay.
So we're taking measurements to kind of track growth charts to see if a child is failure to thrive, not gaining enough weight, perhaps obese, which can be a little bit tricky with a growing child, especially at such a young age. But and also we check for anemia, mm-hmm. or we check their hemoglobin levels. We do ask for lead levels from their medical doctor, but again, we can go over those results and give them some tips and also referrals to check for lead in their home. But the initial certification, a participant will meet with all programs support staff, starting with the clerk. They'll determine their eligibility. They will then meet with a qualified nutritionist or registered nurse or nutrition assistant to do the height, weight, and hemoglobin. And from there, we enter all that information into our WICSIS database, which is basically like our electronic medical record, if you want to look at it like mm-hmm. that. And we go through a pretty thorough assessment of their health. We talk about their dietary habits, their activity level, screen time. You know, if we mm-hmm. discover that a child spends five or more hours behind a tablet or a television.
And when it should be about one at the maximum.
Right. I mean, really, minimal, and we really want to see that they're active in some way mm-hmm. or to encourage that. We try to be very participant-centered, so it's not, we try to avoid close-ended questions. We really want to involve the parents, and we want them to offer information and to come up with goals mm-hmm. so that it's something that we can discuss at our next appointment. We see them four times a year, so the second appointment, which is called our nutrition ed appointment, we're not going to go through the whole certification period, but we're going to look at notes, see if there were any goals set. We always want our goals to be attainable.
Right.
So something important but small to start and just to see how far they got at that point to see if we want to change our goal for the next appointment.
So it's not really it's not a WIC lecture. It's really an interactive process that really involves proactive involvement by the parent, hopefully, right? And then
Absolutely.
Also interaction with their healthcare provider to get the information so that you're all working
Yes.
together as a team, really?
Yes. Yeah. We really encourage doctor visits as well. Mm-hmm. Well doctor visits, but mm-hmm. we want children to see their doctors to make sure their immunizations are up to date if they choose to. It's not a requirement for WIC, but we do ask that at certifications. We're no substitute for the doctor, and we do want the children to be seen. We also want prenatal moms to be seen as well, so they mm-hmm. have healthy, good pregnancy outcomes. So we do require a note from their medical doctor stating their estimated due date so that we know they've established care with their doctor during their pregnancy. We find that also helps with, you know, good pregnancy outcomes. They're on their prenatal vitamin. They're being seen by someone other than WIC.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you mentioned you promote breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Do they meet with a counselor and you teach them how to do it properly if they might not be familiar, or how does it work?
It starts during their prenatal visit. We ask them how they feel about breastfeeding, if they're considering breastfeeding, and it starts from there. So that opens up a dialogue. And we have three certified lactation counselors on staff right now. And we also have two peer counselors, and they're wonderful with participants. They are available. They'll call them at home. They'll periodically check up on them to see how they're feeling, if they have any questions closer to their due date. Postpartum, we're there again for support. Today's actually the first day of World Breastfeeding Week. And we like to celebrate the mom's commitment to breastfeeding. And we have a breastfeeding brunch this Friday. And then also on the 25th, we're doing it twice this year, just to reach as many moms as we can, just to celebrate their commitment. One of the key messages this year is it takes a village. Mm-hmm. So we know that supporting moms really, it encourages them to continue. So the peer counselors are fantastic, and they always have a great rapport with moms. Moms tend to feel very comfortable with them. They meet with the qualified nutritionist, and then we can set them up with the peer counselors. There's a nice comfortable chair, and they can kind of talk about any concerns they're having. We also will do a breast pump assessment. We want to support moms going back to work. We do have pumps available at no cost to moms if they can't get one through their insurance. So that's another benefit. We're very supportive of that.
That's really terrific. And So moms come, is there like a, is it like a clinic type of setting? You say they come four times a year. So
yes.
How long does that visit last, and where are those things held?
It's just in our main site. Well, we have four sites. We have Kingston is our main site. Mm-hmm. We also go to Ellenville. We travel to Ellenville, Saugerties, and New Paltz twice a month. And they all happen at the main clinic site. The first certification takes about an hour. Our 6-month health nutrition update is similar to the certification. It's a slightly shorter visit. And then the nutrition ed appointments in between those two is generally much quicker. It could be 20 minutes, but participants are free to come at any time if they'd like to meet with one of our qualified nutritionists or registered dietitians, or meet with one of our CLCs or peer counselors. They can call and schedule an appointment to come in at any time.
Sounds great. We want to learn a lot more about this, but first we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
In emergency care, it's all about experience. At Health Alliance Hospital Broadway Campus, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, it's another way we're investing in you. We're board certified in emergency medicine, nationally recognized in stroke care, and use telemedicine to give patients access to the region's leading specialists. Patients tell us we make their experience exceptional by treating them with the utmost respect. Health Alliance Hospital Broadway Campus, we're advancing care here. Visit hahv.org for more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest today is Morgan Almquist. She is coordinator of the Ulster County WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children. And it's a terrific program that focuses on the nutritional needs of moms and their babies. Morgan, does WIC provide referrals to other like services in the community?
Yes, we do. We work very closely with a lot of other community agencies, such as FNEP, the Expanded Food and Nutrition Education Program, MISN, the Maternal Infant Services Network, and Healthy Families. They will often actually come to a clinic and sit in the waiting room and just provide information if people do choose to approach them. And we also actually will just make referrals as well if participants are interested. There's a lot of support for new families, and we do encourage.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good coordinated approach.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how does one qualify for the WIC program? Who is eligible? Are there income limitations? How does that work?
Yes. There's actually four eligibility criteria that we have to look at. One is categorical. The applicant must be a pregnant woman, a breastfeeding woman up to 12 months postpartum, a postpartum woman up to 6 months postpartum, an infant, and a child under age five. Residency, they have to live in New York State. We need proof of residency. Income, their gross annual income, and this is a household income, has to be 185% of the federal, below the federal poverty level. And we will need to see all sources of income for in the household. However, if an applicant is already participating in an adjunct program such as Medicaid, food stamps, temporary assistance, SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, they are automatically eligible. And then we also look for nutrition risk. So each applicant will be assessed for nutrition risks such as anemia, dietary related factors, medical conditions, low birth weight, etc. And that's something that we usually uncover during the certification process.
Mm-hmm. And when moms bring their children in, is there child care available right there? I mean, as they're talking to the counselors, do they just bring the
kids? No, they'll bring the children with them.
With
yeah,
them?
Oh, we try terrific. To have some coloring books and things to occupy the
Yeah, that's really
time,
terrific.
Yeah.
And I know also that WIC has a voucher program. Can you explain what that is, how that works?
Yes. We give 3 months of food vouchers after a certification. That's why we see everybody four times a year, every 3 months. So they'll receive a certain food package each month. It'll be the same food package for 3 months. So there's a not good before date and not good after date. They have to use them within that time period. And of course, we go over the supermarket experience and what to expect, how to use their checks. We also, in the summer, offer the farmer's market checks as well, $24.
Vouchers, right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge benefit, and it's the participants love it.
Mm-hmm. So the food package is essentially vouchers that people take to a supermarket or a farmer's market and then go from there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there's certain foods that, only certain foods that qualify, is that right?
Or yes, we have a foods list. Uh-huh. You know, some are brand specific, but a lot of it is not brand specific. It's more about the size. And of course, there are certain not allowed products, and you have to kind of familiarize yourself with that list, which takes time. Mm-hmm. But we provide all that information to participants.
Does it tend to de-emphasize processed foods and more toward fresh foods?
Yeah, it's really whole foods.
Whole foods.
Really looking at nutrient-dense foods. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you can really, really build nutritious meals for your family with 1 month of checks. It is a supplemental program, so it's not expected to meet all of your nutritional needs, mm-hmm. but it really, it's a nice foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, so it's really focusing really on those moms with young children under five and really...
Yes.
So the foods are kind of focused on what nutritional needs of that those children?
Well, it's also the mothers as well.
And the mothers,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, like I said, we're focused on the calcium and protein and some of those deficiencies that they identified. Iron, for instance, mm-hmm. even breastfeeding or formula infants will receive iron fortified cereal at 6 months, as well as baby food, fruits and vegetables. It's just no additives, you know, very basic fruits and vegetables for infants. And then it moves on to the child package. And the child package is similar to breastfeeding moms, an adult's package, as mm-hmm. far as the foods that are available, with some differences. We give whole milk to children from age 1 to 2. And fully breastfeeding moms, they get quite a bit of food because their caloric needs are actually higher than during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So we really want to support them as well so that they're well-nourished. They, in addition to many of the foods that I listed, they also get a canned fish option, which is kind of nice. Tuna, salmon, or sardines. Uh-huh. And you know, lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And yeah, it's...
It kind of sounds like my after gym meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how critical is it for infants and their moms to really get the proper nutrition in terms of setting the stage for a lifetime of better health?
I think it's very important. I think there's always concerns, cardiovascular concerns with diets these days, lacking in key nutrients or just kind of that have an excess of saturated fats, an excess of added sugars, things like that. So it can really set you up from a cardiovascular perspective, and also diabetes. You see a lot of early onset diabetes in children, and so I think that when you approach changes like this for the better, it's a lifestyle change. So you don't want to look at it as something temporary. You want it to be something that you carry with you throughout your mm-hmm. life. So we really do hope that this is preventative in a way as well. And maybe we're offering these families foods that they would not normally eat. Maybe their children prefer white bread, but we only offer 100% whole wheat bread, and now they're enjoying it, that sort of a thing. Uh-huh. So, I think it is. It absolutely sets them up and gives them some new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So better health, more energy, and ultimately less medical costs down the line for themselves and even their potential employers or community.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And so if people want to apply, where do they go? How do they do that? And what information do they need to bring?
They can call our main number, 845-340-3965. You can also go on the Ulster County website, Patient Services Division, that you'll find our schedule for the next, generally we have a...
Right, there's a tab, right?
There's
on the left-hand yep. side of the Ulster County Health
yes.
Department page.
Yeah, so you'll see where we are. But just calling mm-hmm. our main number, we can get a lot of the preliminary information done over the phone, mm-hmm. set you up with an appointment, and then we just need you to bring all of those things so that we can qualify you. So we get it done over the phone. We have participants that just walk in, and as long as we're there, we can, take a look. You won't necessarily be seen that day if you don't have your child with you, and mm-hmm. But we can certainly set you up with an appointment, give you that information. There's also a website called wickstrong.com, mm-hmm. and you can learn about it. Just gives you a general WIC overview, eligibility requirements. They can direct you to find a local agency. It'll actually give you a link to the New York State website when you click on Ulster County. So there are several different ways, as well as the Growing Up Healthy Hotline, which is at 1-800-522-5003. They will help you to find a WIC clinic near you. Mm-hmm. So lots of different options.
And your number again, your main number?
It's 845-340-3965.
Uh-huh. And you said there were four locations. Mm-hmm. You have your main location now, which is now going to be moving into our main health department building.
Yes,
right?
239
Golden Hill Lane.
Yep, looking forward
right?
to that.
Mm-hmm. And the others are, again, where you said Saugerties?
Saugerties at the Ice Arena, the Kiwanis Ice mm-hmm. Arena. And then mm-hmm. we were... in New Paltz at the Church of the Nazarene, and also in Ellenville. Mm-hmm. And at the moment in Kingston, we're at 230 Aaron Court.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so those sites are fairly well looped into the Ulster County Rural Transportation.
Absolutely.
Public transit
yeah.
system. So that's available to folks.
Yes, definitely. Definitely easy to get there. Saugerties, it's a little, you don't have that, but it's our Saugerties site is in the village of Saugerties, so you can walk. Mm-hmm. Walk there.
Mm-hmm. It really sounds like a really great program, and I think really, it's certainly with the issues of diabetes and pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes and type 3 diabetes in Ulster County, and childhood obesity being what it is, I think this is a really great program. As you say, really great preventative program, something that we always stress on this program. And as the health department, we've made remarkable strides in progressing toward becoming the healthiest county in New York per the county executive's challenge. But starting early is really, really critical.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really good program. And in case you're listening outside of Ulster County and you want to find a WIC clinic near you, you can visit the New York State Department of Health website, right?
Yes, and the Ulster County website.
And the Ulster County website as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Growing Up Healthy hotline.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you can call this number, 1-800-342-3009, to learn about the SNAP program, that's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Temporary Assistance to Needy Families Program. And you can also go to mybenefits.ny.gov to apply for any of those supplemental programs. Mm-hmm. And you can also learn about summer meals, right?
Yeah.
Is that the New York Growing Up Healthy Hotline?
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the National Hunger Hotline, which is 1 800 248-6479. Well, thank you so much, Morgan. You folks do really great work over there. We're very proud of you. We look forward to having you come to our building.
Yeah, thank you so much. Together. We're looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, really terrific. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Please join us next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.